Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Cities on track to break historic murder rates in the USA. Half of San Francisco residents want out. Families stop dining out to cope with inflation. Belief in a higher power on the decline. Also ahead, why some far-left people want to destroy the Constitution. But first, five major American cities on pace to break all-time homicide rates. Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Milwaukee, Atlanta. Already reporting record-high murders only halfway through July. Felonies also up double digits across the board. The deadliest city in the country, St. Louis, Missouri. The town of just 300,000 witnesses 250 killings annually. The chances of being a murder victim in St. Louis or a victim of violent crime in general, 1 in 50. Survey from Silicon Valley finds most people living in the San Francisco area want to leave. 56% want out within the next 2 years. Just 44% say they will hang in. Biggest factors behind the exit is crime and homelessness and money. The average home price in San Francisco rising to $1.5 million. For what? Chaos? So the folks are bailing. People also ditching restaurants this summer to combat high prices. Number of families dining out in July down 15% compared to March. Food costs up 20% this summer alone. Some establishments are boosting their prices or shrinking portions to offset inflation. Economists predict there is an 80% chance the USA will fall into recession within the next 4 months. We are already in a soft consumer recession. Survey from Gallup finds 81% of the public believe in a higher power, but that is down from 98% back in 1969. Younger liberal Americans are least likely to profess faith in God. 32% of folks under the age of 29 say they're agnostic or atheist. The most religious group in the country? Conservative baby boomers. 94% of them say religion plays a major role in their day-to-day lives. In a moment, attacking the Constitution. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, which, by the way, is simply my opinion. One of the few positive things coming out of the incredible failure of the Biden administration is the decline of the progressive movement in America. As is documented, Joe Biden campaigned as a moderate, but immediately embraced far-left policies after his inauguration. That led to debilitating inflation, massive federal spending, worldwide embarrassment in Afghanistan, a woke culture that has damaged millions of Americans, and a stated presidential mandate to impose equity. The equity thing, where certain preferred groups get special treatment by both federal and state governments, has caused a horrifying spike in violent crime, as some minority criminals go unpunished. In addition, Biden's ultra-dangerous open border policy has led to immigrants dying as well as hundreds of thousands of drug users. Because Mr. Biden's failures are so vivid, the progressive view that directs him is getting hammered in the court of public opinion. Some examples: the crazy left district attorney in San Francisco was recently fired by voters, and his counterpart in Los Angeles County currently awaits the same recall fate. Progressives have lost hearts and minds, but not the committed left-wing media. The Los Angeles Times, which supported D.A. Chesa Boudin in San Francisco and George Gascon in L.A., remains unrepentant of its far-left fanaticism. In fact, that newspaper is a good roadmap to where progressives really want to go. In a recent column, Times scribe Nicholas Goldberg actually dismantles the Constitution. Please listen carefully. Quote from Goldberg: "Let's be honest, the problem isn't just with the Supreme Court justices. The problem, at least a substantial portion of it, lies with the U.S. Constitution itself. Yes, the hallowed Constitution, the document hammered out by 55 bewigged men in Philadelphia." Goldberg goes on to say that radical leftist Dave Law, who teaches at the University of Virginia, is absolutely correct when he says, quote, "How could the Constitution possibly fit the needs of a highly diverse country of 300 plus million people in the 21st century?" Unquote. So there it is, the real progressive agenda. Get rid of that arcane system of government the white landowners imposed back in 1787. Knock that constitutional sucker out. Goldberg also enumerates some new provisions the LA Times wants in the Constitution. No electoral votes, popular votes only. So California, which has the most citizens, would dictate many political outcomes for the entire country. In addition, the progressives don't want all states to have two senators. California should have many more than Wyoming and other small states. The right to bear arms got to go. The Second Amendment would be replaced by a new mandate, environmental rights. Of course, nobody knows what that is. And then there should be in the Constitution gay, transgender, and women's rights, on and on and on and on. So that is the true progressive vision. And I thank Goldberg for stating it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. This week marks the halfway point of summer. It always goes so fast. From the beach to the backyard, many Americans are enjoying the warm weather with some classic music. Here are the top 10 summer songs ranked by me, your humble correspondent. That's right. I ranked these songs on my own. So here we go. Number 10, 1969, Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 9, 1960, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini by Brian Hyland. Come on! It's a classic! Check it out if you have not heard that song. Number 8, 1966, Summer in the City by The Lovin' Spoonful, Hotter Than a Match Head. 7, 1982, Vacation by the Go-Go's, All They Ever Wanted. 6, 1983, Cruel Summer by Bananarama, great name for a band. Number 5, 1964, Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys, still an excellent tune. Number 4, 1964, Under the Boardwalk by the Drifters, Up on the Roof is great too. Number three, 1964, The Warmth of the Sun by the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson is a summer genius. Number two, 1969, Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And the best summer song of all time, 1972, Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts. Roll it.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
So there you have it, the perfect soundtrack for the second half of summer. As the Beach Boys tell us, catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Indeed. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.